Hello out there, Pinkerton Academy. It's the Astro Blast podcast coming to you. Mr. Constant along with his sidekick and soon to be absolute sidekick again.
Woo! Mrs. Bernard.
That's right. Yeah. Mrs. Bernard and Mr. Constant back at it.
Yeah, if you haven't heard, Mr. Constant is moving to the senior office.
Oh, I thought I was going to the senior home. I'm going to the senior office? Yeah, oh, okay.
Maybe a combination of both.
Oh, maybe.
But yeah.
And speaking of seniors, we are joined today by the wonderful Ms. Brown, the senior class advisor of the class of 2023. How are you there?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
We're good.
Awesome.
We're good.
Welcome.
It's great to have you on board. Yeah, this is exciting.
So it's my first time on the podcast.
Yeah. Hopefully not the last.
Yeah.
However, this might be your last time as an advisor, at least for the time being.
That's true.
Yeah.
I
heard that you couldn't do any better than this group of kids, so that's why you've decided this is it. This is the culmination. The pinnacle. What a great group of seniors you have.
You know, I hear that from everybody, and I can't disagree.
They really are a great group. This is a strong group. They've been through so much, this group. They've seen it all at Pinkerton Academy.
They have. They're the only group that was here for the entire pandemic. So,
yeah.
Started midway through their freshman year, and finally they get a normal year this year, so it's kind of nice for them.
Well deserved.
How normal is it, really? No, it is. We're back to normal.
So before we talk about that, we just probably have a few things happening.
We do have a few things. Yeah,
our seniors are wrapping up their finals tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's the big day, last day. Yeah,
holy
awesome.
Moly, and cruising into rehearsal practice. So. We got that going on tomorrow.
And then senior awards on Thursday night. And then what's Friday?
I think there's a big event here.
I think there might be.
Yeah.
As long as the rain holds up.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's knock on wood. Let's hope so.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, it certainly didn't help with the Red Sox trip we took.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was rough.
Sad.
Yeah.
So we've got a few sports teams still going.
Baseball Wednesday at 4 o'clock at the historic Holman Stadium. They'll be playing. Ooh, who do they play? Ooh.
Portsmouth. No.
They beat Portsmouth. It'll come to me. We'll talk and it'll come to me.
Right. And boys lacrosse is still going. They have their game in Exeter.
On Wednesday. Hopefully that's at night because.
I don't know.
Ooh.
Yeah. So.
What to go to.
Yeah. There's a lot to go
there
to.
Is
it's
a lot.
Exciting. And
yeah.
So support those teams for sure.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And what else? What underclassmen? We're just cruising to.
Well, they're going into finals next week and wrapping up the school year. It's been quite the year.
It has. So, you guys, let's, kind of pedal to the metal here. We're almost there. I always like to say one day at a time, like, what do you need to do to get through today? And you kind of just tackle it one assignment at a time. We're almost there.
And definitely take your exams. Don't just blow them off and be like, oh, I'm not going to pass anyway, because you may be able to pull something out. Taking those exams is extremely important. So, please make sure you take your exams.
Heck to the yeah. So we have our guest here, the illustrious Miss Brown.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And so you have been like a career class advisor.
I have.
Yeah, you wanted to kind of tell our listeners about that?
So I taught in Shrewsbury, Mass for 5 years, and I was a class advisor there for 4. And then I came here, and I've been a class advisor for the last 16 years.
That's wild.
20 years in total.
So, folks, if that, just to kind of lay that out for you, that means that she took on a new class every 4 years for the last 16 years. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
A lot of work.
It is, but it's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. That is one of the few things here at this academy that I have not done.
Yeah, I have not
done that. I was never an advisor, and I was very close a couple of times. But I just do so many other things I never could do it. So I applaud you for being involved. I mean, talk about involvement and
labor of love.
It's every day you've got something going on. Mm-hmm. Just a massive amount of work, but it is. You got to love the academy if you're doing that. So we know for doing it for 2 decades. I mean, you must obviously be. Invested in this school.
I like to, I think that I would equate it to, and I haven't done that. I advise the LCA. That's the closest thing that I've done to that. But I would kind of equate it to coaching and the fact that you get to work with these kids for years, if they continue to run and hold office. Mm-hmm. And so you develop these relationships with them and you see them mature. and grow into adults, you know?
Absolutely. And it's nice to continue those relationships after they graduate too, and see that, you know, they're getting married and have careers, and social media really helps with that part of it after they graduate.
Right. And your crew this round has been absolutely outstanding. These individuals are going to change the world. So
I could not have asked for a better group of officers this time around. I am so fortunate to have worked with them for so long.
And you really could see at the senior banquet, you could see the love, mutual respect for one another. Aww, I mean, there was a lot of tears between you guys when they brought you up and gave you a prize present, whatever that might be. But really, the present is their work that they've done for 4 years and your involvement with them. So, yeah, that's a lifetime right there that you'll be dealing with those students.
I hope so, because I hate to say goodbye to kids in general, but to say goodbye to a group like this is going to be really difficult.
Yeah.
Can you tell us some memories that you have that kind of stick out to you about this group?
I remember starting freshman year, we only had 6 officers. We now have 17. And I said to them at the end of their first quarter, you're 1/32nd of your way through Pinkerton. And they kind of looked at me like, you're crazy. Or maybe it was the end, halfway through the first quarter. Mm-hmm. And now we're here at the end. Mm-hmm. And it seems to have flown by.
Yeah.
But I've never had a group that was so into taking initiative. Like, I don't have to ask them to do things. They just get done. And we've had so much fun planning the prom and doing the senior citizen prom and working on different events and just having them in my room for various things. They're just such a nice group of kids, and they get along really well, which makes my job so much easier.
For sure. Yeah, that's a great group of kids.
Sure. That's really cool.
And who was your class president?
Allie Bridges.
Oh, yeah. She's
She's a guest on a former guest of our podcast. Yeah. I think a multiple time guest of our podcast. Yeah.
I think she's a 2-timer.
Yeah. So
can't get any better than Allie Bridges. She's such a phenomenal kid.
She is, and I don't know how she has the time to do all that she does. She's outstanding.
She really is. She's going to go far in life.
Yeah.
Well, we love her.
So what tell us about the classroom. Like, what are you, for those who don't know you, what do you teach?
I am a family consumer science teacher in the CTE department. So I teach foods and nutrition, advanced foods, parenting. I've taught independent living for a long time, but I'm not teaching it this year or next. But next year I am taking on a section of child development.
Oh, cool.
Wow. I haven't done.
That's really cool.
Nice.
Well, I have to say that I have such fond memories of being in the science building only because you could smell.
Oh, yeah.
The evidence of your class down the hallway. Oh, my gosh. And forget it if it's like snickerdoodle time or something, because watch out. It just smells fantastic.
You should hear the kids walking by our rooms trying to figure out what we're making.
Yeah.
Oh, it smells so good. It smells like popcorn or whatever. And I'm like, nope, it's pancakes today or whatever it happens to be. So it's kind of fun to listen to that.
That must be fun.
You know what, though, I love about it is at the end of the day, you're teaching classes that kids are going to, they're going to use these skills. They need these skills. And
absolutely.
They may not even realize they need them until they hit junior or senior year in college maybe, or they go out and move on their own and say, oh, no, what am I going to do? I don't even know how to cook a piece of chicken. You know what I'm saying?
Do you have a lesson plan where they cook ramen noodles?
No, we talk about how ramen has all the sodium we need for an entire day.
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
But we did stir fry today. So.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I should have come by.
I know.
Right?
I missed out.
Oh, my goodness. But I mean,
so we don't
really
call that home economics anymore, right?
No, we call it family and consumer science.
Okay, good.
And have for quite a while. It was home ec when I was here, though.
But you're teaching like 5 different classes then, right? I mean, it sounds like you're quite a plethora of classes. You've done.
Oh, yeah.
Change gears
on top of
period by period.
Class advising.
Well, that's true,
which
too.
Which is a full-time job.
Yeah, what are you going to do with yourself? It'll be like you're on vacation.
You going to Disneyland?
I wish. I'm actually teaching extra classes. I'll be teaching 6 classes each semester next year.
Wow.
So. Holy moly. So we get a big week coming up this week. Mm-hmm. So tell us about some stuff that's happening with the class this week besides the obvious graduation.
That's the big culmination. We had the banquet last week, so that's off the list, which is nice. We have the cookout on Wednesday, and hopefully the weather will hold out.
Yeah.
Then there's awards night on
Thursday,
and hopefully graduation on Friday, and we're giving out senior shirts tomorrow during rehearsal.
Nice.
Caps and gowns on Thursday. So we've got lots of stuff going on.
Lots of fun.
It's a fun week.
It is. I love these end of the year events.
Well, the kids must feel so relieved to be done.
You know? Well, almost.
Yeah.
But oh, well,
yeah.
Two more exams for them, and then they're done.
Yeah. So.
It's crazy.
I know.
Yeah. It just flew.
It does. Time does fly. 4 years went by like a blink of the eye.
So fast.
Yeah.
I can picture those six officers sitting in my room very first meeting at the beginning of freshman year. They looked so nervous.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
And are they've come so far.
Are they all still with you still?
They are all
that's
still
so
officers,
cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Most of the kids have been, once they've joined, have been in class office for the whole 4 years. Or, you know, since they began.
Right.
I remember them from their freshman year. This class will always hold a special place in my heart because it was when I started as an administrator that they were freshmen. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we've been on this journey together because now I get to finish their senior year as their senior admin. And I remember them, their freshman year. I remember doing Sundays in the calf with them.
Yeah.
And I believe that was the year you got a pie in the face in the
I
calf.
Believe that was and the year.
Familiar.
Yeah, we had somebody that, I don't know why, but for some reason the overwhelming amount of money that was donated was for Mr. Constant
figure,
to get the
huh?
pie in his face. So I remember them from that time. Yeah. And to see the growth and maturity, I mean, they are literally leaving here as adults.
They are.
I'm so proud of them.
Me too. And it's almost like you're graduating. Maybe you should walk across that stage too.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe, but I have to come back. But I get to come back with him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. That's
so, I think before we wrap it up,
for the Miss Bernard question of the day.
Yeah, so I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Oh,
and
boy.
I think it might, who knows, it might be easy for her. But
it's not a chemistry question.
No,
oh, no. So we always ask our guests if they want to give a shout out to anybody in the Pinkerton community or beyond, when we wrap up, so.
Well, I think I have to give a shout out to the senior class officers.
Of course.
How could I not?
Yeah.
I, you know, if I started naming them, I would inevitably miss somebody, but all 17 of them know that they just hold a special place in my heart. So I'm going to miss you guys.
Oh,
so proud of those guys.
Yeah, they've done a great job. And so have you. Thank you for all that you've done all these years. So I'd say keep it up, but you're going to be in a new realm without kids.
I'll be around for advice and
sure
help you set stuff up.
Yeah.
So
I hope you take some time for yourself too, because you've given so much to Pinkerton. We really appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
For
you
sure.
Just take a moment and just breathe and just enjoy a little smidge of extra time.
Yeah, I don't think people realize how much work goes into these events when they are going to be run. I mean, the prom, obviously, and the senior banquet, but all the different events that take place. And there's so much behind the scenes. So thank you again for all that you've done for that. And I'm sure you'll impart wisdom on those who are to come. So thank
Hopefully.
You. Thank you for what you're going to do in the future, too.
Well, thank you guys for having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Of course. Well, we'll have you on again.
For sure.
All right,
everyone. Have a great week. Hopefully the weather starts to get back to normal and not winter-like.
Yeah, welcome to June, folks.
Yeah. Bye-bye.